All right. Welcome, everybody. I am Coach Lisa. We'll get everything set up here tonight. You are joining me. I hope you know you're joining me for the body image and sex call. Sorry, intimacy, whatever you want. Whatever you want to talk about tonight, that's what I am here for. Hello to everybody. Okay, so in the chat, you can say hello, you can get to know each other. I am here to do some coaching, so I want you to raise your hands. One of the things that I've been hearing an awful lot about are the painful sentences we tell ourselves. So I want you to be thinking about that. If you have any painful sentences that you tell yourself, then raise your hand and let us talk through it. Getting everything set up. Okay, you know my name. Again, Coach Lisa here. Body image and intimacy. Okay, so many people coming in. I love it. I love it from Louisiana, Georgia. Good to see everybody from all over the place. Okay, so I want to see in the chat what brought you to tonight's call. Like I said, I've been hearing an awful lot about the way that people talk about their bodies, and I want to let you know that it has a huge impact on how you're showing up, on how you're feeling, on we all seem to think that we're gonna lose the weight and then we're gonna all of a sudden feel amazing and talk to ourselves amazing, like because all of a sudden our body's gonna just feel great and look amazing. So why, you know, we think we have to lose the weight first, and that's just not true. Just because we lose the weight doesn't mean we've changed the way we talk about ourselves. You will just find something else to pick on yourself about. And if we really want to explore how to level up our thinking and the way we talk to ourselves so that we can start doing that now, because the real benefit of that is it's going to make the weight loss easier. Someone in the chat says they want better self-talk when they're getting dressed. Amazing. So when you're getting dressed, I want you to think about what is it that you're saying to yourself? And I want you to be looking for what is just that 1% level up from that. We're not going to go from, oh, I look amazing while I'm getting dressed to, you know, right away. We're going to start with like a stepping stone of, okay, I can hear the negative thoughts going through my mind. What if I can find something more neutral, right? You may notice that my hand always tends to go to my chest whenever I'm saying something like that to myself. That's how I'm settling my nervous system with this, right? Supporting ourselves, taking care of ourselves. So, as you're getting dressed, you could be talking to you. I want to hear you talk to yourself in a slightly different way. Notice the little touches as you get dressed and you get yourself ready. Like, if you want to put your hand up, we could actually talk this through. Okay. And then another one says, I'm finding my weekly yoga difficult to attend because I can't stand the wall of mirrors in the room. In addition, my body feels in the way all the time. Yeah. Christy, that's one of those things that when you first start something like yoga, your body might feel in the way. What I hope for you is that you have a really good yoga instructor who will show you how to use the yoga tools to make yourself feel comfortable. That's what they're there for. All those blocks and bolster pillows and your towels or blankets and things like that. Those things are all meant to help and support you get into the poses to do the yoga poses that they're trying to get you to do. Now, remember the mirrors, you're just having thoughts about it, right? Oh, that's cool. Jean just said, I just got out of my Tuesday yoga class. So, oh, and no mirrors. So, I mean, that's another option, Christy. Look for a place that doesn't have mirrors. But I want you to think about how you're going to talk to yourself when you're looking at those mirrors. One of the things you could say is, I'm here. You could thank that body in the mirror for getting you there and for being there so that, because it's your body. Think of you hating it or you thinking things that you can't stand looking at yourself in that mirror. But that is your body. And think of, how much freer it can feel to be thinking, this is the body that got me here today. This is the body I'm learning to love as I do these exercises. And then, like I say, I totally get it. I've done yoga at like every size, and I remember it feeling so difficult to do until I actually had an instructor who took the time and said, look here, the block down here so that you can get into that pose. And I was like, oh, now I can finally do it. So one of the things is sort of speaking up for what your body needs can be a big thing. Someone else said, that is why I do Pilates. I'm like, I'm laying down and see you in 45 minutes. Well, there you go. There could be different types of exercises to do, right? So far, I have no hands raised though. So that is what we're here for tonight. I want people to raise your hands so that we can talk something through. And remember, we don't have to talk about anything that you're not comfortable with, but we're here to talk about our body image and how to show up for ourselves, how to create that experience that you want with your body. Let me pull up a note that I was going to. Yeah. So one of the ways we go through this, I do this a lot in private coaching as well. If any of you don't know, that's what I spend most of my time doing. I know some of my clients are here, but I spend most of my time doing one-on-one coaching. And it's a place that I think this topic is, people like to talk about body image and intimacy when they feel really safe and secure talking about it. So often that's why one-on-one coaching is a really great place to do that. iPhone says, we love you, Lisa. Well, thank you. But you can talk about it here if you're willing. But again, remember, you do not have to talk about anything you're not comfortable with. So, oh, hi, Audrey. Thank you. Audrey, that is the iPhone. You can also post questions in the Q&A, because in the Q&A, you can ask anonymously if you'd like. So, feel free, hello Rosita. Feel free to ask questions there, but that is what I'm here for tonight. So I want raised hands and I want questions. So, as far as the shitty things we say to ourselves, I do, there's a couple of different ways that you can go about working on those. So, you do while you're getting dressed, I say easily, or you have a mirror somewhere where you're getting dressed, then you can easily do it. But you can also even do it without a mirror, but you can really just talk yourself through it. This is my body. Give yourself a respect sentence, like a sentence that just shows respect. That's what I was talking about before when we were talking about the yoga, was thanks for getting me here today. Thank you for helping me walk around. Thank you for carrying me through my day, because that's what your body does. It takes care of you and it gets you everywhere you want to go. So that mirror work is where you're kind of talking to yourself through in the mirror, or you're talking to yourself just as you're doing things. You're just taking note of what's going on. Here is my hair. My hair is curly. These are my arms. This is me getting dressed. And I appreciate my body as it's doing all the things for myself. Christy says she does it while she's drying herself off after a bath or shower. That's beautiful. That is definitely another way to do it. As you're making a transition like that, getting in touch with your body, with that it is your body, and just trying to talk to it in a neutral and like respectful way can be something to think about. The other way to do it is the tapping that we've talked about before, that you'll find in the Trusting Your Body course on the website. And that's where you start tapping on the side of your hand. And you can even start with something like, even though my brain is harsh, I'm choosing curiosity. Even though I notice my brain is being harsh, I'm going to work on Being open about all of the things my brain, my body can do. You can talk to yourself and then go through all the different tapping points as you do that. You can be like, I notice that harsh voice and I'm working on softening it. And it can be, I'm working on softening it 1% or 10% or, right? So that's what I want. That's how you can work on this stuff on your own. Okay. We do have one hand raised. It is, I will call you up, Sue. But if anybody else, we got time here tonight. I would love to see some more hands raised so that we can talk through some of these sentences that you might be saying to yourself. Well, hello, Sue. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Good.
What has you raising your hand tonight?
Well, let me start back. I was on that good weight going down,
Good
and
weight down. Okay.
I was like hitting one of my goals there through
Okay.
August. And or through July, and then was hoping through August to make my next drop down. Well, I made it through most of the month, and then we went on vacation, and there was, that 7 pounds I put on like over that time, from the time I left to the time I got home. And I know some of it was water, some of it is salt and everything. So I'm like down still a couple of 2 pounds. But what felt really cool is, and I allowed myself to enjoy the pizza and enjoy, I went to Chicago. So and
Okay.
we got all the delicious food in, and I don't think I used the word no at all. And I
Okay.
was just in there socializing with everybody. So, I mean, I knew I was going to have to do this, but where I really messed myself up is I raised my inflammation in my body and everything.
Okay.
So anyway,
How do you know that?
how do I know that? Because both my knees started swelling where
Okay.
I can feel it from the inside, like there's a huge rubber band around the inside of my knees. I had some water weight and everything. I'm sleeping in a different bed. My back is hurting. I'm inflamed all over and everything. So I'm still kind of working out what I'm calling the traveling recovery period in my life. And we've been
Okay.
home for a week already. But
Okay.
so I guess one point of the call is I didn't make what I had hoped to, but I'm okay with that because I know I'm recovering. Because as soon as I walked in the house, I could feel like the safety of my home say, you know what, you're back here, you've got these protocols, you can, step right back in. And I did step right back in, so it was like, yay, So I
Okay.
started getting on the water, started getting back in routine and everything, so that was a good thing. I had taken a family picture with everybody, and of course, I was on the end. And one of the calls that I had had with you was about a picture I had taken with my sister that was so large in that. And I looked at that picture and I gasped. I won't doubt, or won't deny I didn't gasp. But I also had, it was like, okay, it was like, accept what it is. Don't be mad at yourself for what it is because you are working on this. So this is part of the process. So I was
Yeah.
able to kind of let that go. And in fact, this picture, I felt so much more larger than even the last picture. So it was like, just let it go. Let it go because you're working on this. Because it's really weird how my feeling and my actual image in my head are in two total different places. I mean, if you would
Right.
ask me right now, I'd tell you I'm a size 12 when the clothes on my back says 2-3X. It
Right.
just it doesn't match. And it's like,
Yes.
and my husband had said something to me one time. He goes, then I just go with the feeling. I was like, yeah, okay, that's what I'm gonna do.
Well, why not? Why not go with the feeling?
That is the better choice. And that's the one I'm trying to choose first, over it, over the bad feeling that my brain wants to talk to me about. It's like, I don't want to shame no more. I don't want to be disappointed in myself because I am working this.
So
So,
you noticed, though, it didn't even have to be
have to be
first.
first. No, it's
Even though
true.
it was second, you were able to choose that.
Yeah.
You choose, this is what I'm doing. It's okay. So
Yeah.
that's even the next level up, too, is even if it's not my first thought, I'm willing to hear whatever my brain says. I'm letting go of any shame. And I'm redirecting it to what I really want to be focused on. You were present with those people in Chicago having a great time.
I was.
That's really all that picture shows.
Yeah. I am starting to come further. I can feel myself coming further and further along. And it's like I don't know. It's I get excited and I get full of hope
Okay.
feeling. Oh, got somebody at the door. Emma, that this is going to happen, and then when it doesn't happen,
So by this, you mean weight loss.
what's that?
By this, you mean weight loss.
Yeah.
Okay.
Emma, stop. Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay. I can't hear it. But so weight loss is going to happen also. When you get focused on the four basics, that's what's going to create weight loss. You've been doing a great job of working on your body image and on
Emma,
stop
come
shaming
here.
yourself.
I'm
The
sorry.
next, it's okay, Sue. The next step for you is to start really paying attention to, okay, now I like this body. I can feel this body at a smaller size. How much pizza do I want to eat for this body out of respect for this body? Those are the kind of foods that going forward you can really pay attention to. I want to say yes to me. I want you to enjoy things like the pizza, but at a doable level for you that's losing weight and for you that's not, like you're saying no to your body and causing inflammation by overeating the pizza. Or whatever else, right?
Yeah,
Like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
so that's what I want you to challenge going forward is that you can enjoy all of that and treat your body well. That's what No BS is all about.
It seems like when I'm in my safety of my home, I'm all barricaded and I've got all my things around me. When I leave my environment, I mean, I may still be leaving with I left with food, I left with everything. I tried to, prepare and have my protocol and everything, but put me out there in the wild. And it's
So,
like,
Sue, that is just your story. That is just the story you're telling yourself. And do you know what it allows you to do? What
move
does it allow?
backwards.
No, it allows you to eat as much pizza as you want to eat in that moment without having to think about it. It allows
Yeah.
you to go to Chicago and not say no to a damn thing you're putting in your mouth, which seems fun at the time.
It was.
What I would challenge, though, is that you couldn't have had just as much fun. That's what I want you to practice going forward, is how to have just as much fun every bit. I want you to practice in the wild. How can I have fun and just put a little bit less food in my mouth while I'm doing it? Because I'll bet you go out of the safety of your home all the time and you're not shoving food in your mouth.
Oh, I'm more of a homebody than
Okay. What do you leave your house for?
Well, I leave my house for appointments, or my husband does the grocery shopping mostly, and I just kind of give him the old list or what I need or something.
Okay, but hold on. So when you go to an appointment, you're not just eating And that's you leaving your house out in the wild.
I know it sounds probably a little silly now that I'm even hearing you say it back to me.
That's okay. It's okay. That's the thing. That is the openness and the vulnerability to hear what your brain is offering you and then questioning it and getting curious, like we talked about. Getting curious. Okay, this is interesting. This is what I'm telling myself. And this is what's happening because of it. I go on this trip and I just want to eat the whole time because my story is that I don't have control out in the wild. But that's not true. You're still you. What you want to do is create that safety within yourself to say, I wonder if I can have both.
It is a control issue, isn't it? Okay.
So you got
Okay.
something to practice. Do you have anything you're going out to do or places you're going where you will be eating and you could practice that?
Oh, I'm sure something's going to be coming up here shortly.
You could even try something like taking your husband out for a coffee and then just proving to yourself, here I am out in the wild,
Yeah.
having a coffee, not going crazy.
Yeah.
Little things like that can add up and help us just connect a new story.
And do you know what else too is the bed that I was sleeping in was a kid's bed. So it had a thin mattress and everything.
No wonder your back
And
hurts.
oh my gosh. This little curvy back of mine just does not like beds like that. In fact, this probably started about last, what's today?
Yeah.
Wednesday or Tuesday? Today's Tuesday. Probably about last Friday, the backache started up. And I'm still in it, you know? And so I know when I'm feeling like that, I don't move very much and I take more food to relax it. You know,
So there's another story to unwind.
another loop that I'm in.
Tell us, does food re really relax your back? What kind of food are you eating that relaxes a back?
You know, it doesn't. It doesn't. You know, I was telling my sister today, I says, you know what is funny? I says, she's on the other end. I says, put your hand underneath your jaw, like that's my hand. I said, the mouth part enjoys everything. Anything below the hand fights everything I put inside this mouth because that's where my inflammation is and everything. And I've heard myself on other videos, and I say that word everything all the time. So I'm even going to improve on that the way I speak on these calls.
But you want to come on and be you, and so that you can hear it, right? If you filter yourself here, you're not doing anybody any favors because then you're not actually getting into what's going on in your mind, right?
Yeah. Well, it's not that I want to filter it. I truly want to change it now that I
Okay.
noticed it. It's like,
All right.
okay, you can kind of eliminate that because that's an extra word that sounds
Yeah.
a little crazy when you talk, so.
No, but you're right. That's one of the ways I talk to clients about eating and how knowing when you're at enough and stuff, who you're listening to. Are you listening to your mouth? Are you listening to your stomach? Or are you listening to your brain? Right? And the only one we really ever want to be listening to is our stomach. That's the one we want to put in charge. And our stomach isn't the one used to talking to us. Our brain does. It's got all these ideas. Oh, that would taste good. You should have some more. Our mouth does. That's the one that really wants the taste. Oh, look at that. That'll taste so good. And then your brain will back up your mouth. Oh, well, we haven't eaten in a while. Oh, remember, we had a really small lunch. Like all those things. So what we want to do is get back in touch with our body. And it is really related to body image because we want to be really focused on what our body feels like inside and out.
This is why I love these calls. This is why I love No BS, because I don't know why I I know you have to practice things to get better, but it's like my brain just constantly needs to have, and I don't know if this is my dopamine little hit that I need just to keep me focused, or else I forget it. You know, it's like, okay, I could be over here looking at something. As soon as my attention is directed over here, I've already forgotten what is over here. And it's like, no, you can't, because that was so important over there. So I know I'm trying to retrain my brain and my thinking, and I want this. I want this more than anything, to get down to a nice physical place in my body that I can go and sit in any chair, you know, that I don't have to ask for the extended seat belt. That if I do look at my body in the picture, I can say, nice, you know.
Well, some of those things you can have now. And some of those things you can have the middle ground of now. Say, hey, there's me in the picture.
And I did that. I did do that. I
Because I
did
want you
do
to think
that.
then
I
the
wasn't
more
happy about it, but it was like, it's okay.
this. Yeah. You're fueling the version of you who is going to do the next thing and the next thing. And if you constantly feel like crap because you're just thinking crappy thoughts all the time, that doesn't make it as easy to say no to pizza or no to food that helps your back, right? Like you want to be, go ahead.
Do you think because I already feel like I'm small, that that also plays a role in my head? You know, when I'm not looking in the mirror or anything, that that plays a role with the way I make my decisions for eating,
I don't
that,
know.
you know, that I give myself permission. I Nobody around my circle says anything like that about themselves. And I'm sure there's got to be other people like that, that, I mean, I know I'm not the only one that could possibly feel like this, you know, but I guess I need to maybe connect to people that feel like this, you know, they feel so much thinner than, or they feel normal. And then they're giving themselves permission to act however, which then kind of has a kickback.
Is that what you think you're doing? You think, so what you're saying is that you're thinking you think you're smaller, like you feel in your head like you're this size 12, but because of that, you're giving yourself permission to overeat.
At first, I would say not give myself permission to overeat, but yes, definitely giving myself permission to overeat, because I'm not plugging in the two together somehow.
Well, so that means by that equation, that would mean as long as you thought and felt like a person who is 2X or 3X or whatever, then you would stop giving yourself permission to overeat because you would like what? No, you need to.
You know what? Because of the inflammation and when I feel bloated and that kind of stuff, it is like, okay, you know what? You need to shift this. You need to shift downward. You need to, you know, have less cream, you need to less, you know, less dairy, you need to do this. And it's like I almost put myself inside a routine, because I do feel bloated. I do feel
And what's wrong with that?
I'm miserable, and it creates misery in
Oh, so do
me.
you know why you're miserable though?
And I feel the pain. I don't want to feel the pain.
Okay, hold on. Why
Okay.
are you miserable? You eat things that have cream and all that stuff that causes inflammation, then your body hurts, then you feel miserable.
I feel miserable because of the results of how I physically feel. I
Okay, so
physically
that's
hurt.
where I want you to catch it and say, I'm going to focus on planning meals that don't have that stuff in it because of how it feels in my body. Not because I'm a 2X or a 3X and I need to lose weight, but because I care about this body and it hurts when I eat that food. Kind of like
It
if you were
does.
allergic to something, you wouldn't eat it. In this way, you almost are. An inflammation response is very similar to an allergy. It doesn't agree with your body. But sometimes we just have to remind ourselves of that over and over and say, wait, I gotta listen to my body. And my body does not react well. I end up in pain when I eat these foods. So what can I eat that I can enjoy that doesn't have such negative consequences for me? Because then when you have a body that's not in pain, you won't be overeating to try to make yourself feel better too. Like you've noticed so many of these consequences, and it's really about how your body physically feels. I'm not sure if the size is actually what's getting in your way, Sue.
Years ago, I heard the voice that said, about you need to get off the dairy, you need to get off this, you need to get off that. And again, it's kind of like the little pebble. It's this, it's all this that I've been ignoring. And it's like now I really, because the inflammation, I feel like the house has dropped on me.
Well, you want to shift it. I want to.
I want to.
I care about my body enough that I want my body to feel better than this. I
So it's
want
just
to.
a I just need to talk to myself differently.
Yeah. You need to work on showing your body the respect that it does everything for you. Everything. So we want to show it respect. It can't handle that dairy and stuff. Whatever it is that it can't handle, you know, work on that, on shifting your diet so that you're not eating the things it can't handle. Or you're being really conscious of the choice. I'll tell you for me, do you know how much I love Eggs Benedict? So good. But if I eat Eggs Benedict, I'm in the bathroom for a good half an hour or so afterwards. And rather quickly too. So like I really, you know, we can't go to a restaurant, have that and plan to go out. Lisa's got to come home. Because I don't like public bathrooms that much. But I still choose to have it once in a while. But I'm always reminded I'm making this choice. This choice has a cost. I would eat it a couple times a weekend if I could, but I can't. So I don't, I choose not to. But it's all in how you frame it with yourself, whether it feels like a loving, beautiful choice you're making for this amazing body that in your mind is a size 12. Who cares? That's beautiful. You're loving your body. You're seeing the best in you. Truly. So keep doing that and treating your body like it is that size.
There's this girl that's on, I think she's on YouTube, and she does her inflammation, and she was she's a beautiful gal, and she's lost quite a bit, and I'm watching her talk about all of her new diet and everything she's been on for maybe about a year on the inflammation. She had done something previously in that, and while I'm watching her and I'm taking this in, my brain is saying, why can't you do that? Why can't you do that? It's like I want it, but again, there's this crazy wall that's invisible that it's like I want to reach her and grab her, and I want to be her, or not be her, but I want to be able to have her dedication and commitment to it. She is just she's locked in, and I'm having such a time. I'm still looking for this key.
So to me, that's because you're looking for the all versus nothing. She didn't get there overnight and all of a sudden start being this person that followed it
Correct.
perfectly and did all those things. And you're not going to either. It's going to start with one thing. It's going to start with small level ups. It's going to
Okay.
start with, like the pizza example, it's going to start with saying, okay, when I have pizza, I'm going to work on cutting it down a bit so that I don't get as inflamed. It's not going to start with you never having pizza again, right? That is the like good,
Yeah.
better, best, what we talk about in No BS. To me, for you, it's going to keep shifting and shifting over time. But it all starts because you've created a body image that you give a shit about. You've decided to treat your body with respect and honor it. That's how you get yourself to go, okay, what's one thing I can do today? What's one slight adjustment I can make?
Okay. Boy, this call has been very, very helpful to me. Very helpful. So I appreciate that.
Well, I appreciate you raising your hand.
Oh, yeah.
It's lovely. All right. If you, I will be here again next month. So,
Well, thank you. In fact,
right.
I told my husband, I says, this is body image and sex image or a sex call. And he's like, yeah, because unfortunately, that sex is kind of like dwindled down, and we're kind of working on that area. He's like, yeah.
Hey, well, you know
So
how
there's
to.
hope for that
You know how to find me if you ever want to
too.
work one-on-one with about that, or next time raise your hand, we can talk about that. It's
Okay.
exactly the same. It's one thing at a time.
Yeah.
It's small shifts. It's figuring out how to light that desire because, again, you care for and want to find pleasure with this amazing body you have. Okay. All right, Sue, it was good to
Thank
see
you so
you.
much.
All
I
right.
love this membership. I love No BS.
We love you
Thank
too.
you.
I'll change you back to attendee. There you go. Okay, I do have a question here. My husband likes some meat on a woman, something to hang on to, not a skinny. I'm down 48 pounds, 50 to go to my goal. Put me up at 150. 175 at 5'2, so not skinny. But I am afraid that my double D post-menopause nursed two babies' breasts will be hanging pancakes when I reach my goal. That is a beautiful visual. Thank you. I think this is one of my reasons for being stuck for months. Interesting. So your thought is this is you've decided what's going to happen to your breasts. Your mindset is this is the fact. But you don't know. So often we decide this is what's going to happen. Same, we do it with eating all the time too. Well, I better eat or I'm going to get hungry later. So I better stay what, overweight or my breasts? Your breasts are still going to be your breasts. You get to decide what you want to do. It's not 100% true that that's a guarantee that. Your breasts are going to disappear. They might get smaller, maybe. Right? But changing your mindset is just working. I want you to look at what are the facts versus what are your thoughts. And is it really holding you back from weight loss, or is it just something you're thinking about? Sometimes we have things that we're just thinking about all the time. It doesn't mean we have to do anything about it. We don't have to make some decision. We can just go, oh, okay, I notice I'm thinking that. I wonder what's going to happen with my breasts. The thing is that I suspect your husband loves you for you. Yeah, he likes some weight, some meat on a woman. Okay. You, like you said, you'll still have some meat on you. It'll be okay. A follow-up comment if I keep seeing my grandmother in the mirror. So again, you get to use that as like a loving thought, or as a reason to dislike your body, but I don't know. I miss my grandmother very much. I would love to see her in the mirror. I see her when I look at my hands. I see my grandmother. I see my mother. You get to decide what the meaning is you're attaching to those sentences, right? Tell the whole story. Why is that a problem? And if that means you want to stay at a different weight, then go ahead. But we have a comment in the chat. I've lost 100 pounds and my cup size has not changed. So we don't have evidence that our breasts are going to disappear on us. So keep thinking about that. In the chat, there was a question about going through menopause and wanting to know if there is an over-the-counter cream or whatever for being dry down there. Absolutely, there's lots of them. You can go to a pharmacy and you can ask. There are some like lotions or creams that you use like an applicator and you insert inside of the actual vagina, that can really help because sometimes dryness can lead to real discomfort. So that can be, it depends on exactly what. I would ask a physician or a, oh, you said during sex, sorry. So during sex, yeah, you're going to use lubrication. I prefer water-based lubrication, but there is also, there's many different types of lubrication. If I was you just getting started out, I'd buy a bunch of them and try them out. Take into consideration if you're using condoms or not, but experiment with them. Buy small bottles and then eventually you can buy the big, huge size that's helpful. Because, yeah, I use lubrication every single time. I wouldn't have sex without it. Jean says, I only went down one cup size, but they were a lot jiggly, softer, hung lower for sure. Yeah, sometimes our breasts will change. Mary, you have your hand up. I'm going to promote you to panelist. See if you mean to have your hand up, because I know you said you were having internet issues earlier. But other than Mary, I don't have anybody else with their hand up. So we might be done early if nobody else wants coaching. No, I don't see. Sorry, I had to bang my mouse. I'm inviting you. Oh, you have declined. Okay, so you can lower your hand. There we go. Does anybody else want coaching tonight or have any other questions? Anything related to body image, intimacy, sex? Okay, I have another hand. Promote to panelist before she can change her mind. There we go. We've got Debbie joining us. There we go. Hello,
Hi,
Debbie.
how are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Not doing good as far
Okay.
as body image. I've been in
Okay, what's
OBS. I've been in an OBS for many years, and I know better than my stinking thinking right now. But I had two hip replacements a year and a half ago, and
Okay.
things didn't go well, and so I've been in chronic pain. And
Okay.
I've comforted myself with food. And I have regained all the 25 pounds back that put me into the, what's the 25 club?
Queen's Club.
So,
Well, you never get kicked out of Queen's Club, just so you know.
well, I've kicked myself out.
Well, you don't, because the whole point of having lost, and that's why we also don't care if you lost it somewhere else. The point of having lost 25 pounds and being able to join this Queen's Club is that you know how to lose weight. You know how to do it.
Lately, I feel like I don't.
Okay, so
And
tell me about that.
I also have to deal with inflammation.
Okay.
I don't know if it's an age thing or over time it just happens, but I'm 71, almost 72. And so I do need to eat things a little differently than what NoBS discusses. What I try to do though is periodically allow myself to have foods like sugar and things.
So tell me first how
Maybe
that's
once or
different.
twice a month.
So
Pardon me?
how is that different from no BS, like the principles of no BS?
Well, I don't allow myself carbs during the day. I allow myself vegetable carbs and fruit carbs. So I, because I'm really trying to get rid of inflammation. But I've been doing the no bread thing for years and no grains for years. And so I'm really fine with it. But I gained a lot of weight since my hip replacements. And I look in the mirror and I just am disgusted with myself. And I'm like, okay, we have to go back to I have a body. And then I go, yeah, I have a disgusting body. And
Okay, well,
I
that's where we want to work on breathing and reminding ourselves, okay, I have a very harsh voice about how my body looks right now.
I do.
Very harsh voice.
And I have things coming up, and I don't even want to go to them. Like a wedding with my whole family. And at my age, a lot of my siblings are older. At my age, it's like it could be the last time I will see my siblings, you know, and my niece, who I love with all my heart, is getting married. But I'm like, oh, I really don't want them to see me this fat. So I'm seriously considering not going there. And then other things that are coming up, it's like, I don't want people to see me like this. And it's like, but yet I know
Because
the only way that
if they see you, what?
they will judge me.
If they
Yeah.
see you,
Well, in
then
my
they will
family,
judge you. And so then you don't.
they do judge according to weight, you know, but again, that's my family's issue. That's not my issue. And I don't need to buy into that. Most of my friends, they look at me and love me the way I am. It's me. My husband loves me the way I am. I tell him all the time, I'm so sorry I'm so fat now. And he's like, I love you the way you are. Stop. You know, so he tries to get me to stop too. He's an awesome guy. And we've been married over 50 years. But anyway, but I feel like I don't know how to lose weight anymore. And it's like, I don't know if I've been too harsh. And I remember when I was losing weight, the way I was losing weight was I was loving myself through it, loving myself enough to say, I don't need to eat this. Loving myself enough to say, okay, I'm going to spend the time it takes. I'm going to go outside of my comfort zone because I absolutely hate creating a plan. For me, I know that the work I've done with Kathy in the emotional work has been most beneficial, especially with my weight gain. And, but I'm sure if she was not, if she was coaching this right now, she would say, Debbie, you're not doing everything that we've learned together, because I am not giving myself compassion. I'm not giving myself love when I'm being so critical of myself. But yet, it's like,
Because you're allowing your inner voice to call you names, say you're disgusting, say you need to apologize to your husband. Like you're really not treating yourself with the respect that you deserve.
I know. I do know it, but I don't know how to turn it around. And
Pausing. Hear separating yourself from hearing the voice that's saying that and saying, okay, I hear you. And I'm not sure I have anything nicer to say right now, but I hear, and it's okay.
it's okay to express those feelings.
It's okay to say that shit out loud. And let it hang there, and for you to stay over here. I want you to stay in your chair, and I want you to say those things, and they can be over there. And then you get to decide, are you throwing? It's like you're drawing a weighted blanket over here or something, or a weighted vest. Are you going to put that on and wear that all fucking day? Or are you going to say to yourself, I am not going to be like my family anymore. I am gonna work on being more like my husband. I'm going to work on finding just the slight bit of acceptance. I'm gonna treat myself the way I deserve to be treated. And if my family wants to judge me, that's on them. But I am not gonna deny myself the chance to see family and the chance to see people where it's really important to me. Because of their bullshit opinions.
Yeah, but then I ask myself, so what beliefs do I have about myself?
You
And
know what you think about
unfortunately,
yourself right now. You believe the same shit your family's gonna say.
yeah.
So, does that mean you don't deserve to go see those people and see this wedding?
No. And as a matter of fact, my sister's always been thin, eats everything in sight, never gains weight. But anyway, and is older than me. I was discussing it with her, and she's like, "You know, Debbie, you are so hard on yourself, and I have never looked at you as being overweight." And I was kind of surprised at that.
Because she doesn't look at your weight. She
No, she
looks at
doesn't,
you.
as her sister.
That's the
And so I'm also a leader of a large group of women in our community, and I needed to go there today, and I was just feeling so ugly, so overweight, so bloated, and stuff like that. But I said to myself, well, you can sit and listen to this, or you can just go there and do what you know you do well, and love on those women. And then I'm thinking, well, maybe I need to learn to love myself the way I love the other women too, because I
Yes.
don't. So I don't
So,
know. I
yeah,
just feel very, I feel very.
that would be fantastic. I think that's a little bit of a leap right now,
Yeah,
but
it
I
is.
think the next step for you is to insert some maybes or one days or something like that to the sentence that includes the word disgusting. Maybe one day I will not see myself as quite as disgusting as I am today. Maybe I'll just listen to my husband and stop thinking about how disgusting I do think I am because these things are important to me. Maybe I'll just keep remembering how much I love on other people.
I do ask myself how I'm benefiting by being so critical of myself.
What's the answer?
I'm not benefiting at all by
That's
being
not
critical of
true.
myself.
There's some benefit to you, or you'd stop it right now.
That's true. So, now that's something for me to look at.
Yeah.
I never thought about that.
You gotta figure out what's in it for you. And I'm not saying it's logical or it's true, but there's some preconceived thing in your mind that's telling you this is easier. There's some pain that maybe thinks you're avoiding. Something. Like if you call yourself names first, if your family does it, maybe it wouldn't hurt so much.
Yeah, but growing up, I got used to hearing those type of comments, and so maybe it's something I was used to. Maybe it's a little comfort zone area in my brain. I'm
Absolutely.
not sure.
Absolutely. That is mainly the main reason for most of us is that our voice sounds true. We think it sounds so true. And that's why, like, are you in private coaching now with Kathy?
No, I've took her
Global
course.
Calm and Confident. Okay. Okay.
It was the best.
Yeah.
It had helped me more than anything in this course,
Okay.
even though there's so many things that helped me, but that really helped a lot.
So that's one of the things we work on in something like private coaching is we find those thoughts and then we try to pull them apart. Like all of our thoughts are like a jumbled up ball of yarn kind of thing. And we start to pull it apart and figure out, okay, which ones can we shift? Which ones do we need to just toss and like kind of go, oh, I can't believe I even was telling myself that. But which ones do we need to massage and sort of, bring over to the other side of, okay, maybe there is a kinder version of this story. Maybe there's a more neutral version of it. But it's a bit of a balancing thing because there's not just one thought. There's not just one example. You have all the years of your life worth of examples of times that you've said negative things to yourself or other people have that they feel really true. That's why these things are so comfortable. It's less comfortable to maybe believe a different version.
This sounds very true.
Yeah.
And it's really interesting too, because like as I really start focusing in, and all of a sudden I'll realize, oh, I see what's going on here. So maybe I've just been not giving myself enough time to really stay focused in on what's going on inside of me too.
Yeah.
Because this is a lot of work. You know, when you're 7 years old, it's kind of hard to all of a sudden start changing your thoughts, even though I believe that we can all change no matter how old we are.
Yeah.
But it's not going to just come automatically. It's going to be something that you have to stay focused in on
Yeah,
and
that you
truly
want
work
to
on.
remind yourself of on a daily basis. So you could start with, how have I helped other people today?
Yeah.
Building that confidence of who you are to other people first could be helpful.
Yeah, because I do a lot for other people. Yeah.
Other things that you could look at when, if you're doing some journaling or thinking on your own, when something feels so true, if you're like, okay, I'm disgusting or I'm fat, okay, feels so true. I want you to think about that behavioral cost. So, what does it cost you? How do you then show up based on you thinking that is so true? Because that's the price you're paying, that behavioral cost. You're paying that price to believe that or to listen to that and let that be the driver. That's why I say I want you to pull it out and then let it like linger here, and then you stay here and go about your life. Those thoughts can come in. They're probably going to always come in.
Yeah, they are. I've heard Corinne say things like that, even for herself. But she has those shitties come in periodically.
Yeah, but we don't let them drive the bus anymore. We say no. Do you know how hard it is? This is what I'd be picturing you saying to yourself. Do you know how hard it is for me to go out there and show up like a badass for all these women when I feel like a piece of shit? So
Yeah,
no,
sir.
I can't do it. I can't do it. I just got to lean into just being the person who shows up for them.
And I know that my weight should not define me. I mean, Lord knows in my career, I have had a brilliant career as an artist, and now I'm doing other things to help other people. Now that I'm retired, I'm working harder than I ever was. But yeah, I mean, if I just look at all of my accomplishments, there's no way I should treat myself the way I am. So I guess I've not been spending enough time focusing on me, and in talking with you, I've realized I've been focusing too much on others. Yeah. Okay. But it helps to come on here and talk it out. It really does. So, but
Absolutely.
thank you.
You are so welcome. It was great to meet you. So thank you for that. All right. I will put you back down to
I keep
attendee.
thinking that.
Oops, I didn't hear what Debbie was saying at the end. Okay. Debbie, I missed what you were trying to say at the end if you want to type in the chat. I think we basically answered the questions in the Q&A. Someone said that they're so embarrassed by their arms because they've lost weight and they're like melted candles. Yeah. I've literally not gone to events because of how they look. So that's the same thing we were just talking to Debbie about, is how to, think about the behavioral cost. Who cares what your arms look like? Do you know what everybody else's arms look like that are going to these events? You're allowing it to hold you back from your life. And that's what you really want to pay attention to and start shifting it. Your arms are your arms. They are a representation of the fact that you have lost weight. So I want you to think of more neutral things that you can talk about, like say, well, these are my arms, and just work on accepting that these are your arms. Bring it to more neutral. And then Valerie, yeah, I think we've answered this. I keep thinking how fat I am. It won't stop. How do I stop these thoughts? You may not stop these thoughts. The more you practice it, the more likely it will be that you'll stop these thoughts. But the more you remind yourself that it's just not helpful. It's just not kind. And it just costs me too much to keep believing that thought about myself. So
I refuse to do it. I'm going to be more factual. I want you to be factual. And remind yourself, these are the facts. This is what I weigh. This is my body. And how am I going to show up for me and this body today? That's what matters. That's all that matters is how you show up for you. All right. Well, thank you everyone for being here today and for raising your hands. And I look forward to seeing you all next month. Thursday night, we do have our coffee with coaches. I don't know that we'll be drinking coffee because it's going to be 7 o'clock at night for me, Eastern time. So the call is at 6 p.m. Central. And yeah, we'll chat, we'll hang out, decaf. Yeah, we'll chat, we'll hang out. I can't wait to see everybody then because I missed the last one. So I will be on this one and I will see you then. All right. Have a good night, everybody. You're all welcome. Great to see you.